Hello?
Hi, Daniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. How are you doing? Good.
Good.
Hey, sorry about the payment. Yeah, I've been having to buy another truck and expanding my business and everything like that. So I've been just wrapped up.
Oh, I don't mind reaching out to you. No, you're one of my favorite clients. I never mind. So don't apologize. I can definitely update your billing. And if you've been going through a lot because you're expanding it, that's a good thing. Congratulations.
Yeah, actually it is. And yeah, I'm not being apologetic. I'm just saying it's because the money went weird. It's coming. So, and the last job you guys got me, referred me to.
Yes.
I'll be getting paid this coming week from that too. So, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm happy. Okay, good. So, you're making some progress. So, we have a MasterCard ending in 5011. I assume that you want to update that to a different card then?
You know, I don't know where that stands, but I know that we had a company. We just got a new card about a month ago.
Oh, I see.
I think we paid. Yeah, what happened was some business, I believe it was a girl, at some business was charging, what was it? It was an even amount, 87, 86, or something like that. The same amount everywhere. But the same exact amount, like eight times over, and we're just wondering, what is that? Who does that? Only a business that buys volume would do that, because you can't buy anything online at that price, the same thing every time you buy something.
Right, it would be different prices.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a business. It has to be a girl, because it was like eyelashes, fingernails, all kinds of weird stuff that girls use. So, yeah, thinking that's a business. That's, I told my wife, you know what?
I know. I thought you and I talked since then, though, and got the new card. Let me just double check.
Oh, we have it.
I think.
No, we do.
Yeah, because
we do. I just
before.
Told, I think I read.
Oh, I
if
see.
We, yeah, so I think that we already paid once with the new card.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm confused now, because we have the 5011, which is the new card. And let me just go back and see the card that we had before that. Yeah, go ahead.
Had the security code for the old card was 063. I don't know what the new one is. I forgot. But if it's not 063, it's the new card. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it's not. It's 506 on this one, it says.
That's the right one then. Okay. Yeah, so we'll pay again. Give me a day or two, and then I'll pay. Definitely.
Okay. Because I think
in the bank.
That's exactly the problem we're having, Daniel, because it says the card is good. It's just that it's insufficient funds. So you think maybe in the next day or so, so probably by Thursday or Friday it would be good, huh?
Yeah. See, what's been going on is I, through the family, my family, I got a place to stay. I'm house watching for several years. Free rent.
Wow. Okay.
So I have to pay, but we have five pit bull dogs. So I have to feed the dogs and whatever. So some things have come up. Well, you know, you're pulling out like almost $80, $70, $60, $50 a bag, depending. You know, I take like four bags a month. So some things have come up that took in some of my funds and a few other things, with my truck, a few things with her business stuff. So we just keep, you know what I mean? And we have to keep our head above water, which we're doing good though. We're doing good. I'm not going to say we're not. You know, but we've made some advancements, and that's where everything has been going. But we have your money, and we'll get it. And I've been nothing but happy with your company. Period.
Great. Oh, that's why I said I always love talking to you. You always make my day. So that's good. I put some notes in here, and I'm pretty sure the payment will be good by Friday. But if not, I can follow up with you then. Does that sound good?
Yeah, because definitely we're making. My wife work. I'm at my wife's work right now, and I have another woman that I care for that needs you guys' help building a website for her cleaning business.
Okay.
So I'd like you to talk to her right now, and you can talk to me after. How's that? Give her a little rundown.
I need to find out, because we used to offer our services for cleaning services, but now they're saying that we've discontinued it. So I just have to double check with my director, you know, since she's a referral, if they would allow me to extend the offer to her, because I don't want to go through the whole shebang and explain it all to her and go through pricing and the whole nine yards and then find out that we can't offer it to her. So do you want to give me her name and number and I can follow up with her once I find out, or should do you want to give her my direct extension and she can call me in a day or so, or what would work best?
Well, if either that or you can just add it to some of my services.
So
that anyway.
That might hurt you, though, because what happens, Daniel, is when somebody's in your area and they're looking for landscaping, for example, and they type that into Google, we have given you the most dominant internet presence locally in the keywords that relate to landscaping, lawn mowing, lawn maintenance, lawn fertilization.
I agree.
So sprinkler systems, what have you. So if we start adding different services that have nothing to do with landscaping, what will happen is when people are searching for your services and the web crawlers go out, you probably won't rank on the first page because there's conflicting information on there. So I think that if my director would allow me to make an exception and offer the same program that you have to your friend, I think that would be the best case scenario, because then we could build her own website and get her on the first page of Google and get her phone ringing with new clients. But just in case, you know, it's not available, I could also put her on my list where if it does become available in the future, because we only work with certain industries and areas. So what is her name, Daniel?
Let me, Rebecca, let me give you, let her talk
Rebecca?
To you right now. She can give you,
okay, I'll talk to her real quick. Okay, thank you.
Aloha, Tina.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Hi. Oh, good. Yeah. So I was telling Daniel that our company discontinued working with cleaning services, but I can talk to my director and let them know that your referral and see if they would allow me to extend the same program to you that Daniel has. I just don't want to go through, you know, the whole nine yards of explaining it and pricing and whatnot if at the end of it you get all excited and then I can't offer it. So can I get your number and I can go to my director and kind of see if they'll allow it? And if so, I can call you back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Let's do that. Uh-huh. Okay. So what's your number, Rebecca?
541.
Okay.
973.
Uh-huh.
0712.
Is that a Oregon area code, 541?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's
awesome. Here in Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 541-973-0712?
Correct, yes.
And how long have you owned your business?
This has been since, let me see, we're in 2020.
Nice. Oh, wow. So you started right in the heat of the pandemic, huh?
Yes, and it, you know, quickly ended when the pandemic hit. I lost my clientele and such, and my husband and I went to Oregon, which is where I got this number, and did some work there before coming back and buying land and, coming back for it to be here permanently. So,
I'm happy that you made it back. That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay, and then you don't have a website yet or anything like that?
I don't, but I have, you know, my referrals. I have, you know, evidence of my cleaning and such, for insurance. There's an LLC, you know, all of these, the legal ways you have to go about creating yourself. So.
Of course. And then, do you do basically residential or do you do commercial as well? So tell me what
I
type
do
of
commercial.
Cleaning.
That's so it's commercial cleaning. And with my insurance, I had commercial general liability with that. And so, so commercial cleaning, I do vacation rentals, estates, it's mainly upscale. You know, I've done airport cleaning, restaurant cleaning, facilities for programs with students, or, you know, things like this. So over 7,000 square feet of cleaning. This is not on a small scale. Residential is really kind of a fallback. I do, it's mostly commercial cleaning. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, that might actually help me, everything that you told me in convincing him that this would be a good fit for you. So I'll go get with my director, and then we're only open for another 40 minutes today. So if I can you know, get this resolved today, I'll call you back right away. If not, it'll be tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you so much. What is your name again?
My name again is Tina.
Tina, okay, thank you, Tina, so much. Yes,
all right, you're welcome. No problem, I'll talk to you in the next day or so, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, take care,
Rebecca,
bye.
You too,
thank
bye-bye.
You.